And he was honorable.
啊，他在人的面前也非常有尊贵。
And he was victorious.
啊，他有很多打了很多的胜仗。
He was great in the sight of his king, the king of Syria.
在他的王面前，他是一位有尊贵的、有伟大的王元帅。
Now the reason he was in the position of prominence is because he won many battles for his king.
啊，他之所以有这么显耀的、显贵的地位，是因为他在为他的王取得了很多的胜利
，including the war against Israel.
啊，也包括他们亚兰国和以色列的征战。
In the Bible, says in verse 1.
By
Naaman, the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria.
啊，那在这个第一节当中也这样说，因耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜。
Now let's stop here for a minute.
Does
it puzzle you? Syria was the enemy of Israel.
啊，那我们知道这个叙利亚呢是以色列的一个仇敌。
If you're enemy of Israel, you're the enemy of God.
啊，如果你是以色列的仇敌的话，那应该你就是神的仇敌。
And yet God calls him to be victorious over Israel.
啊，但是我们看到耶和华神却让他们能够在和以色列的征战中得胜。
And that thing is Naaman was a Gentile.
啊，我们看到这个乃曼呢，他是一个外邦人。
He doesn't know God.
他并不了解神。
And he was chosen to be healed.
啊，但是呢，他被选择了来得到医治。
Now why I said he was chosen to be healed?
啊，但是他为什么会被被神所拣选呢
？850 years after this incident, Jesus mentioned his name once more in the New Testament.
啊，但因为是在他被医治这850年以后，耶稣也曾提到他被医治这件事情。
And Jesus said to the Jews, "Don't think you have special privilege because you're over the Gentiles because you're the Jews."
啊，那耶稣呢，告诉他们的以色列人说，你们不要以为你们是以色列人，你们对外邦人而言就好像有任何的特别的地位。
And Jesus said, "I remind you a shocking news."
啊，他说我来告诉你有一个非常特别的一个这样的新闻。
During the time of famine, Elijah was not sent to many widows in Israel.
啊，但是我们告诉他们说，在他们大饥荒的时候，以利亚并没有奉差遣到任何别的人那里去。
Elijah was sent to a Gentile widow in the city of Zarephath in the region of Sidon.
啊，以利亚他只是被奉差遣去了往西顿的撒勒法的一个寡妇那里去。
And Jesus continued and said this.
啊，那耶稣继续说道。
And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha.
啊，他说在先知以利沙的时候，在以色列有很多人得了大麻风。
Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian.
啊，但是没有任何人的内中，除了叙利亚国的乃曼，没有一个人得到洁净。
So you see, God caused the Gentile to be healed, but not his own people.
啊，但是为什么这个耶和华神让是耶和华神让外邦人这个得到了医治，而没有让他自己的好像以色列民得到医治。
And the Jews may protest, it's not fair.
啊，以色列人可能会非常的不满，会反驳说啊，这个非常的不公平。
But in the Bible, it says, "O man, who are you to talk back to God?"
啊，但是我们知道在圣经当中有这样说：你这个人呢，你是谁？竟敢向神抢嘴呢
？Can the pot talk to the potter? Then why did you make me this way?
啊，如果一个杯子或者是陶器，能不能对制陶的人说，你为什么要把我造成这个样子呢
？From this story, the first thing we learn is our God is sovereign over not only history but over individuals.
啊，我们看到在这个故事中，我得到的第一个故事就是，神是居首位、掌王权的，不但在历史上，而且在我们每一个人的个人的生命当中。
And Christian would explain history through the eternal eyes of Christ.
啊，我们作为基督徒，我们来看待历史的话，是从神的一个永恒的眼光来看待历史。
And from a Christian perspective, we see the finger of God over history and Jesus Christ as its central figure.
啊，在我们基督徒的眼光来看，神的手一直在历史上做工。啊，那我们看到耶稣基督也其实就是神的手的这个中间的这个手指。
The famous historian H.G. Wells wrote 5 big volumes of world history.
啊，我们看到有一个人，他叫H.G. Wells 的，他写了关于世界历史的一个5册的书。
And he found himself spend most of spaces to Jesus Christ.
啊，让他看到他花了他的大部分的时间，把时间呢写在关于耶稣对世界的历史的影响上。
And now we see Naaman was thrust into prominence and become highly regarded by his king because of God who caused him to win many battles.
啊，那我们看到啊，这个乃曼将军他被他的国王放到了一个很高的地位，完全是因为神让他取得了很多的胜利。
So do you see the finger of God is over the human history?
啊，你有没有看到神的手在人类的历史上做的工呢？
And he controlled the rise and fall of the empires.
他控制了一个帝国的沉浮。
And he directed the outcome of the battles and wars.
啊，他也影响了任何一个战争的胜利或者失败。
And he guided individual lives.
他也影响到我们每一个人个人的生命。
And he predestined the fate of Israel.
啊，他也预先的决定了以色列人的命运。
And it's our God who provides providence to His church.
啊，我们也看到也是神为他的教会提供了一切。
So we see the finger of God in all history, and Jesus Christ as its central figure.
啊，我们看到神的手啊，在世界的历史上起了重要的作用。我们也看到耶稣基督，也就是神的作用中的一个中心的人物。
So we know that, Naaman is a great man, but the Bible says he had leprosy.
啊，我们看到啊，圣经中当中乃曼将军元帅，他是一个很有勇气、有大有力的勇士，但是看他得了麻风。
Even though he's a great man, but I think he's a very proud man.
啊，我知道，我想我们可以想象，他是一个大而有为的勇士，那他也一定可能是一个很有骄傲的人。
But God has a way to soften his heart.
啊，但是我们看到神有办法能够来软化他的骄傲。
So every day he wears his uniform with lots of medals on it.
啊，他每天他穿他的盔甲，有很多的一些护甲在他身上。
And everyone respect him in the country.
啊，那每在国家在亚兰国有很多人都尊重他。
But can you imagine every night when he go home and take off his uniform?
啊，但是你能不能想象一下，每天晚上当他回到家以后，他脱下他的盔甲以后
？And then he came to the recognition of the finitude of human being.
啊，但是当那个时候他就。回到了他现实当中，看到他人的有限。
He discovered he was weak.
啊，他发现他的这个盔甲只是来罩住了他的软弱的一面。
And discovered he's hopeless over his leprosy.
啊，他也发现了他的软弱，也就是他身上所长的大麻风。
And his wife always comfort him.
啊，他的妻子呢总会来安慰他。
But it doesn't make any solution.
啊，但是他妻子也没有办法给他任何的一个解决的办法。
Now his wife has a little girl as her servant.
啊，那他的妻子呢？有一个小的女子作为他的一个佣人。
And one day this little girl servant went to her mistress and said this.
啊，那有一天呢，这个小的使女就对他的乃曼的妻子说
，I know a prophet in Samaria who would cure my master's leprosy.
啊，他说我知道在撒玛利亚有一位先知，他便能够治好主人的大麻风。
Now we have spent a little bit of time to understand who this girl was.
啊，我们也花点时间来看看这个小小的使女她是谁。
The background of the story is that at that time it was peace between Israel and Syria.
啊，那这个故事的背景是在那个时候，其实以色列国和亚兰国他们其实是属于和平相处的状况当中。
But even during the peace time, the border conflict is unavoidable.
啊，但是即使在这样的一个和平的状况当中，我们可以想象，在他们边界上的一些小的冲突，可能也是没有办法可以避免的。
And when in one incident, Naaman sent his boys to the border, and then to fight against the Israelite people.
啊，那在一次的一次当中呢，我们看到。亚曼的差派他的军队来到以色列边界和以色列人作战。
And then this girl was kidnapped.
啊，那在这样的一个小的这个冲突当中的时候，我们看到这个以色列的小女子就被抓住了。
And she became the Naaman's wife's servant.
她就成为了乃曼的妻子的使女。
Now this girl has no name mentioned in the Bible.
啊，那这个小使女呢，在圣经当中的名字都没有记载。
She was a victim of a conflict.
啊，他只是一个小的冲突的边界冲突的一个牺牲者。
And yes, you can recommend to this great man a solution to his problem.
啊，但是就是这么一个不起眼的人，他却为这样一个大而有为的这个勇士呢，提供了一个解决的方案。
And God used the leprosy to soften this general's heart.
我们看到神用大麻风这样的事情能够来软化了乃曼元帅的心。
And the general went to his king, the king of Syria, and told the king what the girl had told him.
那我们看到元帅乃曼就去见了他的王。
Because this king has high regard for this general.
那他乃曼呢，他把他见了王以后，他把他自己从这个使女听到的话就告诉了王。那王呢，对这个乃曼呢也很尊重。
And the king said, "By all means, go."
那这个王就说那你就去吧。
I can write you a recommendation letter to the king of Israel.
他说我也可以写一封推荐信样的给以色列的王。
And the letter read this way.
那这封信是这样写到的。
With this letter, I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy.
那信中这样说道，我打发臣仆乃曼去见你，你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风。
Now Naaman bring along with a great entourage, many servants and horses.
那我们看到乃曼呢，他去以色列时候他带了很大的一个队伍，他们有他的车马队。
And bring along with him a great gift to be given to the king of Israel.
也带了很多宝贵的礼物要给以色列的王。
And the Bible says,It amounts to 750 pounds of silver.
那圣经当中有这么说的，说乃曼带了银子十他连他他连德。
And then 150 pounds of gold.
金子有6000舍克勒。
And 10 sets of fine linen.
有十套精美的衣裳。
Now here's a question right here. Why did Naaman saw the king first instead of seeing the prophet?
那我想第一个问题就是，为什么我们看到乃曼去先见他的王，而没有先去找先知呢？
First of all, we have to know the cultural difference between Syria and Israel.
那我们要明白这个道理，我们先来看看以色列和亚兰国他们之间的一些差别区别。
In Israel, the prophet tell the king what to do.
在以色列，我们看到先知可以告诉王怎么去做。
But in Syria, the king told the prophet what to do.
但是在亚兰国，我们看到王却叫先知去怎么做。
So he thought that I have a big amount of.gift and I'm going to see the king of Syria and the prophet will obey him and cure me.
他想说如果我带了礼物，然后我又去先去见亚兰王的话，或者以色列的王的话，那这个先知就会更加的来帮我。
Is it our condition also when we have a problem we try to solve it we use many man's way?
我们是不是在我们的生活当中也是用同样的办法？如果我们生活当中遇到了困难的时候，我们是不是也先采用很多人的办法来解决？
We use a political means.
我们有很多些政治的手段来解决。
We use the human relationships.
我们是不是用一些人际的关系来解决？
And we use our good deed and moral activities.
我们是不是想用我们一些好行为，或者是我们一些
Sometimes we use our religious piety to win people's heart.
我们是不是有时候用我们一些宗教的来信仰来赢得人家的心？
And many times we thought that money can solve all the problems.
很多时候我们是不是认为我们只要有金钱就能够解决一切的问题？
Now Naaman at this moment is in the presence of the king of Israel.
这个时候乃曼就来到了见了这个以色列的王。
And he handed the letter to the king of Israel.
他就把这封亚兰王的信交给了以色列王。
And to his surprise the king tore his garment.
那非常奇怪的就是我们看到以色列的王他撕裂了他的衣裳。
And said very angrily.
他非常生气的说，
Am I God? Can I kill and bring back the life? Your king tried to pick a quarrel with me.
我岂是神能治好他的大麻风吗？这人何以寻隙攻击我呢？
And Naaman all of a sudden don't know what to do.
那这个时候乃曼他就一时不知道如何是好。
But Elisha overheard the conversation between the king and Naaman.
那先知以利沙就听见了以色列王和乃曼的这对话。
And Elisha talked to the king.
那以利沙就对王说，
Why you rend your garment?
他说你为什么，
Why don't you just send him to me?
你为什么要撕裂你的衣裳呢？衣服呢？可以使他到我这来。
I'm going to show him that in Israel there's prophets.
我可以让他看到在以色列中有先知。
So the entourage went to see Elisha.
所以他们整个这个队伍就去见了这个以利沙。
And as they walked, and Naaman thought in his heart.
在他们去的时候，乃曼就心里这样想。
So I'm a powerful man.
他说我是一个有我他心想说我是一个有权势的人。
And I would expect Elisha would come out and bow to me.
我期待着以利沙会来到我面前，会向我来敬礼。
And he will pray for me.
他也会来为我祷告。
Oh God, cure this man.
他可能会祷告说啊，神啊，来医治这位这位，来医治他。
And he may wave his hand over my skin disease.
然后在我大麻风上面摇手。
And then my leprosy is gone.
那我的大麻风就可以得到医治。
And that was the way Naaman thought in his mind.
这是乃曼在他心中所想的。
But to his surprise, when he went to the doorway of Elisha's house.
但是令他吃惊的是，当他来到了伊丽莎家前门前时
，and wait for a long while, Elisha didn't come out.
他等了很久，但是伊丽莎的并没有出来。
And eventually, his servant came out.
最后呢，伊丽莎派了他的仆人出来。
And gave him a very simple instruction.
给了他一个非常简单的一个指令。
And he said, "Go wash you 7 times in the Jordan."
他说去吧，在约旦河里沐浴7回。
And your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed.
你的肉就必复原而得洁净。
And Naaman said, "Am I an idiot?"
乃曼就说啊，我像你当我是傻子吗
？Is it too good to be true?
这个听起来真是太好了，真是难以置信。
And today we see people like this.
今天其实我们看到很多人也是像这个样子。
When we tell him believe in Jesus, it's very simple. You repent, and you will have eternal life.
我们告诉人说，其实信耶稣其实很简单。如果你有悔改的心的话，你就会得到拯救。
They said, no, this is too simple, too good to be true.
但是我们听到很多人就会说啊，这个太容易了，这个东西不可能是真的，没有这么容易的事情。
So Naaman immediately turned back angrily.
我们看到这个时候，乃曼就发怒了。
He says, "In Damascus, in my capital city, we have two great rivers, Abana and Pharpar."
他说在大马士革，也就是亚兰的首都，我们有两条很好的河，亚巴纳和法耶法。
Are these two big rivers better than the muddy Jordan?
那这两条河难道不比约旦河要更好吗
？So he turned away.
所以他就转身走了。
But one of the servants encouraged Naaman.
那他乃曼的一个仆人就对仆人对他说。
My father, if the prophet had told you to do some great things, would you not have done it?
他说，我父啊，先知若吩咐你做一件大事，你也不做吗？岂不做吗
Now, just imagine if the prophet asked you to fast 7 days.
你想象一下，如果这位先知要你禁食7天
，and ask you to eat no meat for the rest of your life.
如果这位先知要你在你的人生以后再也不吃肉
，or maybe face Jerusalem and pray 5 times a day.
或者是说面朝的耶路撒冷每天祷告5次
or maybe walk up to Mount Sinai and do 2 hours yoga up there in the top of the mountain
或者你要爬到西乃山上去在山上做2个小时的
would you not have done it?
瑜伽他说你会不会就做了呢
so this Naaman thought yes you have some make sense
那乃曼想说对那样的事情我会做那他我这样的事情为什么我不会做呢
so he took off his uniform
所以他就脱下了他的军装。
You know the uniform tells who he was.
这个军装呢代表了他的身份。
And the medals told us what he had done.
他所有的这些勋章都告诉了他已经所做的一切，告诉我们。
Now as he took off the uniform and going to dip into the Jordan River.
当他脱下他的军服，然后在约旦河里沐浴的时候。
And you can imagine the servant will stand beside the shore and say 1, 2, 3, 4.
那你可以想象一下，他的仆人可能就站在岸边上，帮他数1次、2次、3次、4次。
So when they count to 4, Naaman must thought that, "Am I an ugly duck in a muddy pond?"
所以当他在那里沐浴的时候，乃曼他是不是会想着说我是不是一个非常丑的像个小鸭这样的在河里洗澡呢
？I look like a fool.
我是不是像一个傻瓜一样
？I shall be a laughing stock when I go back to my country.
如果我回到亚兰国以后，我会不会成为大家的笑柄呢
？But since I already did four times, why not just do the rest of 3?
他说，但是我既然已经沐浴了4次，那我还为什么不就接下来把剩下的3次也沐浴掉呢
？So right after the 7 times he dipped into the Jordan water,
当他在约旦河里沐浴了7次以后
，Wow, I'm cleansed.
他就发现他复原了
，And my skin look like the young baby.
他发现他的肌肤像小孩子的肉一样。
So, and then he said, "Now I know in Israel." There's a God who is different than all other gods in the whole world.
所以他就说知道了，在以色列有真正的神，和其他地方所有的神都不一样。
And then he went back to see Elisha.
所以他就回去又来见先知以利沙。
And present to him a great gift.
他为以利沙献上了很贵重的礼物。
And Elijah refused to accept his gift.
但是以利沙拒绝了他这些礼物。
And it repeated three times, and Elijah rejected three times.
那乃曼呢有三次都要想送给这样的送上礼物，但是每一次以利沙都拒绝了。
Now there's a very important spiritual lesson we can learn from here.
从这个地方我们可以学到一个很重要的一个属灵的功课。
That is the salvation of Jesus Christ is a free gift for us.
那这样的功课就是我们知道。主耶稣基督给我们的救恩是一个白白的救恩。
Anyone attempt to buy the salvation is an insult to God.
其实任何一个人想用金钱或者别的东西去来买这个救恩的话，对神都是一个侮辱。
If you look at all the world religion, there are only two kinds.
我们看看世界上所有的宗教，其实只有两大类。
And one is operating on the principle of work.
那其中的一大类的话，就是他们的一切的都是要靠自己的行为来得救。
And you have to work, work, work in order to gain God's favor.
你就要做很多的事情，继续做做做，来得到他们的所谓的神的欢心。
Another kind is our belief that's the principle of grace.
那另外一种就是我们所信仰的，是完全是建立在恩典之上。
Now these two philosophies, can be summarized in two separate.Sentences.
这两种不同的信仰，我们可以用两句话来总结。
The principle of religion states in this way.
这个宗教的他们的原则是这样的。
Obey the divine standard out of fear.
他就是遵守神，完全是出于一种惧怕。
And fear of losing blessing in this world and the world to come.
他会因为惧怕，他会失去在这个世界上的所得到的祝福，或者在来世的祝福。
But on the other hand, if you believe in the principle of grace, it is quite different.
但是如果你来相信建立在恩典之上的信仰的话，那会完全不一样的。
We obey out of the gratitude for the blessing we already received because Jesus Christ.
那我们之所以要顺服，是因为我们出于一种感恩的心，因为我们已经从神那里得到丰盛的恩典。
Therefore, our heart, our mind.And our whole being are transformed and renewed.
所以我们的心，我们的头脑，我们整个人都已经完全被改变。
And our life is motivated by the new desire to love God and to resemble Christ.
我们的生命有了一个新的目的，就是要来让我们的神高，能够让我们的神能够得到喜悦，得到神的喜悦。
And we find true freedom.
我们得到了真正的平安，真正的自由。
Now, if your life is operating on the principle of religion.
如果你的生命是靠一些所谓的宗教这样的一个原则来运行的话
，There are two problems.
有两个很大的问题。
Problem number one.
第一个问题就是
The spiritual standard of all religion are very high.
就是第一，就是所有这些宗教他们的一些信仰的一些标准其实都很高。
And no matter how hard you try, you will find yourself wanting.
不论你怎样的去努力，你会发现你都没有办法能够达到那样的标准。
If you cannot meet the standard, I cannot meet the standard, and he cannot meet the standard, what should we do?
如果你没有办法达到这个宗教所定的标准，我没有办法达到这个标准，我们大家都没有办法达到这个标准的话，我们该怎么样办呢？我们怎么办呢？
There's only one way out.
只有唯一的一个出路。
That is by comparison.
那就是靠比较。
So I compare with you.
那我就是和你来比。
And I said, I'm better than you.
那我会说，哎，我比你好。
Now if I said I'm better than you, there's another problem.
如果我说我比你好的话，其实这也就带来另外一个问题。
If you foster a secret spirit of self-righteousness,
其实这个让我们就是内心当中有一个自义。
And you become disdainful to those who are worse than you.
你就会对那些比你好像做得差的人会有一个轻蔑。
And you become very proud.
你自己会有心中有很多的骄傲。
And after all, you cannot maintain this moral standard all the time.
而且同时呢，你也没有办法能够让你完全时时刻刻都能够达到这样的标准。
Now, if I compare with you and I find out I'm worse than you,
如果我发现我比你做的差的话
，then I will feel with a loathing toward myself.
那我对自己其实会有很多的憎恨。
And I feel more guilty.
那我内心当中有很多的内疚。
Then if I had stay away from God.
那就我内心中会有非常多的内疚。
And then I will develop anxiety, insecurity, and irritability.
那在我们的内心当中可能会有很多的焦虑，也会有很多的不平安，也会容易易怒。
Now, if your life is operating on the principle of religion, there's a second problem.
如果你是靠这个所有的宗教的这样的原则来运行的话，你的生命，那还有一个第二个问题。
The problem is the lacking of certainty.
第二个问题就是你缺乏一个确据。
You pray, but you never know whether you pray enough.
你会祷告，但是你总不能确定你的祷告是不是足够的。
You love God. Do you know you love God enough?
你爱神，也许你爱神，但是你也不清楚你对神的爱是不是足够。
You serve God, but you never know whether you serve enough or not.
你也会侍奉神，但是你也不清楚你对神的侍奉是不是足够了。
And you want to be pure in your thought, but is it pure enough?
你想你的头脑都是很纯洁的，但是你的头脑的纯洁够了吗？够纯洁了吗？
So it will result in two scenarios.
所以这会导致两个这样的一个
First of all, you just give up totally.
第一个情形的话就是你可能完全的放弃自己。
And if not, then anxiety, insecurity, irritability will haunt you every day.
那你内心中的焦虑或者不平安会让你每天都受到折磨。
So we have two theological implication that we learn from this story.
所以在这个故事当中我们可以学到了两个这样神学的观念。
First, we understand that God is sovereign over history and over individual lives.
我们看到第一个就是神他是一个掌权者，他不但是在历史上掌权，在我们每一个人的生命当中掌权。
And secondly, we know the grace is free gift from God.
那第二个我们就看到我们的救恩其实是白白的救恩。
And if we believe in God,And totally by faith and trust in His grace.
如果我们完全的来信靠神的话，我们相信神的救恩都是恩典的话。
Then we don't have to compare with others.
那我们就不需要和我们周围人去比较。
If I'm better than you, it's all because God's grace.
如果我比你好的话，也是完全因为神的恩典。
If I'm worse than you, I know God still loves me.
如果我比你差的话，我也知道神还是依然爱我。
Because our God accept me as I am.
因为神照着我们本相来接纳我们。
And He loves me so much that He will transform me after I become His own.
因为他如此的爱我们，所以他希望我们能够接受他以后，我们的生命能够改变得更加的像他。
So I can live in peace and serenity.
我们能够生活在平安当中。
And it's good for yourself and good for the society.
这个不但对你自己有好处，对我们社会社区也有好处。
So this is why a country who believe in God is prosper all the time.
这就是为什么我们信神的国家其实都是一个繁荣昌盛的国家。
In the Old Testament, God said, if you obey my commandment, if you trust me by faith, I will bless you.
在旧约当中我们也知道说神耶和华神告诉以色列民说，如果你遵守我的诫命的话，我们就会让你富足。
And today there's so many problems happen in this country.
今天在我们的国家当中有很多很多的问题。
And you can do a lot of philosophical study.
你可以有很多的一些哲学的
read a lot of books.
你可以读很多不同的书。
But final analysis, we have forgotten God.
但是最大的问题就是我们很多忘记了神。
From this story, we can draw three life applications.
在我们今天学习的这个故事当中，我们可以有三个我们的可以应用到我们的生命当中。
The first one is God can use any committed believer, no matter how ordinary or insignificant he or she may be.
第一个就是我们看到神可以借用我们任何一个人来为他成为他的器皿，不论这个人是多么的卑微，多么的渺小。
And you see this little Jewish girl, we don't even know her name.
我们看到这里的第一个就是这个这个以色列的这个小使女，我们都甚至于不知道她的名字。
She was nobody in the Syrian society.
她在这个在亚兰叙利亚里面，她完全是没有任何的地位。
And yet she can pawn.Naaman to a prophet.
但是我们看到他却可以把乃曼元帅带到一个以色列的先知面前。
And as a result, Naaman's terminal disease was cured.
我们看到也就是因为这样的原因，乃曼他得的这个很重的这个疾病得到了完全的治疗。
In the Bible, there's another character who appeared in the New Testament only few times.
我看到另外的也是在新约当中也是出现了几次的时间。另外一个人物。
Whose name was Andrew?
那这个人的名字叫安德烈。
And Andrew brought his brother Simon and some Greeks to Christ.
我们看到安德烈带着他的弟兄，也就是西门彼得和一些希腊人来到主的面前。
She didn't do any great things, just bring the people to Christ.
他并没有做什么很多很轰轰烈烈的事情，他只是把人带到了神的面前。
And today we can do the same thing.
其实今天我们也可以干同样的事情。
You don't have to understand the entire Bible before you spread the gospel to people.
啊，你并不需要好像完全明白所有的圣经的道理才来去把福音传给他人。
You just simply tell people how you were saved and then bring them to Christ.
啊，你只需要告诉他，告诉你周围的人你是怎么样得救的，你就可以把人带到耶稣基督的面前。
And Charles Wesley was the younger brother of John Wesley.
Charles Wesley 呢是John Wesley 的小一个弟弟。
You know, John Wesley is a very famous theologian and pastor.
我们都知道 John Wesley 是一个非常有名的一个神学家。
And Charles Wesley refused to believe in God, even though his brother was a very pious man.
那最开始的时候呢，看到 Charles Wesley 呢，他并不信神，尽管他的哥哥是很有名。
But one day he was critically ill.
有一天他得了很重的非常重的疾病。
And his servant,
他的仆人
helped him to know Jesus.
他的仆人帮助他认识了耶稣。
And then we all know that Charles Wesley became a great spiritual man in the English history.
那最后我们看到 Charles Wesley 成了英国属灵神属灵的一个
He was the leader of the Methodist movement.
他也是美以美教会的这个
先驱。And most importantly, he wrote many, many hymns.
更重要的是他也写了很多的有名的诗歌。
Now the second life application we can draw from this story is that there are two hindrances can impede us to come to Christ in salvation and in service.
那我们第二个可以得到的这样的一个学习的功课，就是在我们的生命当中有两件事情可以阻碍我们，会阻碍我们来接受神的救恩。
And there's no exception for anyone.
我想这个对每个人都是适用的，没有任何的差别。
The first thing is pride.
第一就是我们的骄傲。
And the second thing is we trust our own opinion.
那第二个就是我们自己的所有的意见，我们自己的智慧。
You know, Naaman was a very powerful man.
我们看到乃曼是一个非常有能力的人。
But there's a religious writer by the name of Lord Acton who said this.
就像一个很有名的叫做Acton 伯爵所写的那样。
Power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
权力导致腐败，绝对的权力导致绝对的腐败。
And we know that Naaman was a very powerful man.
乃曼是一个非常有权势的人。
And he was a very proud man.
他也是一个非常骄傲的人。
And it is God who gave a touch of leprosy that softened his heart.
但是神，我们看到神让他得了大麻风来柔软他的心。
And caused him to recognize his finitude and hopelessness.
可以让他认识到他自己的有限和自己的无助。
And today, same thing. Only when we know ourselves, we need God, we will never find salvation.
同样的事情也是发生我们现在，只有我们当我们认识到自己的有限，当我们自己无助的时候，我们才会想到要去寻求神的帮助。
So the entire Bible can be summarized in two words.
所以我们看到整个的整本的圣经可以用两句话来总结。
The need of man and the grace of God.
第一句话就是我们人的需要，第二句话就是神的恩典。
So the second thing is our opinion over God's opinion.
那第二条就是我们自己的意见智慧有时候会超我们依赖我们自己的意见超过神。
Naaman was very sad over the idea that he was asked to bathe in the Jordan River seven times.
那乃曼他非常的生气，当以利沙要他在约旦河里沐浴七次的时候。
He said, "Do my country has bigger rivers better than Jordan?"
他说我的国家不是有更好的河流吗
？And he turned around and went off in a rage.
他就生气的转身离开了。
Because God did not go His way.
因为神没有让他照着他所想的去做。
So we have to go God's way.
所以我们应该要按照神的旨意去行。
Even God's way is different from our way.
也许神的道路、神的旨意不同于
我们道路的旨意。Even God's way calls us to sacrifice.
也许神的道路会要我们来有付出代价。
But God's way always the best way.
但是我们要清楚的认识，神的道路才是真正的道路。
And sometimes you may not immediately recognize.
有些时候可能我们没有办法立刻的明白这一点。
And the third lesson that we learn from this story is we need accountability in our Christian walk.
那第三点我们需要我们能够学习到的就是我们在我们基督徒的人生当中，我们需要互相的一个监督。
Do you remember that when Naaman realized that Elijah didn't come to see him, he was get mad and turn around?
我们看到当乃曼看到以利沙没有来见他的时候，而且他在约旦河沐浴七次，他就很生气的转身离开。
But the servant just begged him to give a try.
但是这个时候他的一个仆人就对他说 要他能够来听以利沙的话
encourage him, soften his heart.
来鼓励他而且让他的心变得更加柔软
So as a result he went down to Jordan seven times and his leprosy was cured.
也因为这样的原因因为他的这个仆人的劝说他来到了约旦河沐浴七次他的大麻风得到洁净
An unbeliever would go God's way if God goes his way.
如果我们信主的人，如果我们
unbeliever would go God's way only if God goes His way。
我们看到很多不信的人，他们走神的路，完全是只有在神的路跟他们自己的想法符合的时候，他们才会选择神的路。
But a believer would go God's way no matter what, even God's way cost him a great deal。
但是我们有信仰的人来说，我们不论在什么样的情况当中，即使是会要付出代价，我们也愿意走神的道路。
So we need.Our brothers and sisters to encourage us when we fall.
所以我们需要我们的弟兄姐妹，我们互相的有扶持，即使特别是在我们有失足的时候。
In the same way, we should be an encourager to our brothers and sisters.
我们要成为我们弟兄姐妹的帮助。
So in summary, today we learn two theological implications.
所以今天我们来总结来说，我们学到了两个很重要的神学的道理。
God is sovereign over history and.Over human existence.
我们看神是世界的主宰，也是我们个人生命的主宰。
And salvation is a free gift from God.
那我们所受的恩典是白白的恩典。
And we also mentioned three life applications.
我们也学了三个可以我们生命当中的应用。
God can use anyone which you think insignificant for the ministry of the kingdom of God.
神可以用我们生命当中的任何一位弟兄姐妹，也许他很渺小，不论他多么的渺小，来。成为别人的祝福。
And our pride and our own opinion is the greatest enemy for our spiritual progress.
我们自己内心的骄傲，或者是我们自己的一些所谓的智慧和意见，是我们属灵生命成长的一个最大的敌人。
Lastly, we should be an encourager to our brothers and sisters as we walk together in this eternal way.
那第三点就是我们在走我们属灵的道路上的时候，我们要成为我们弟兄姐妹，我们属灵上的一个祝福。
May God bless His words.
愿神祝福他的话语。
Let's bow.
我们低头来祷告。
Heavenly Father, through the story of Naaman, we learn a lot of spiritual lessons.
主，我们借着乃曼的故事，我们学到了很多属灵的道理。
So if you are the sovereign God over our life, why should we complain?
如果你是我们生命的主宰，那我们为什么还要有抱怨呢？
We should know that your way is higher than our way.
我们要知道你的道路高过我们的道路。
And many times we...Use our pride to impede us to coming to you.
我们很多时候因为我们的心内心的骄傲阻碍了我们来到你的面前。
May you learn from Jesus our Lord that we should humble ourselves.
我们愿意向我们的主耶稣基督来学习，我们要谦卑我们的心。
And as we walk in this earth, we be an encourager to our fellow believers.
当我们在走着属灵道路的时候，我们要成为我们弟兄姐妹的祝福和帮助。
So that we can one day see you, and then you will say you are the good and faithful servant.
以至于我们到一天我们见主面的时候，主你跟我们说你是忠心又良善的仆人。
Thank you for your words.
主我们谢谢你的话语。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.